Also going on right now is a meeting of the Orange County Board of Elections. This is up at the Witted Building in Hillsborough. Important meeting because this is the one where Board of Elections officials will be deciding on the locations for early voting sites in the November election. Also, the days and hours of early voting sites for the November election. And board members have run into a snag there. WCHL News Director Blake Hodge is up in Hillsborough at the meeting. They're in a recess right now. So he joins us on the phone with an update. Blake, how's it going?
Yeah, they're in a recess because they just finished up the beefy part of the meeting, which is what you were just talking about, trying to get to some conclusion regarding early voting hours and sites in Orange County. And this is obviously a little bit different this year because of the new laws passed by the General Assembly mandating that any hours that are open during the week have to be open from 7 to 7. They have to be uniform hours if they're open on the weekend as well, whereas in the past there's been a lot of discretion left to the counties to be able to say this site is going to be utilized more often based on traffic and data and history in these hours, so we'll leave it open more in the afternoon and offset it and with another site that may be open more in the morning and things like that. In the past, we've also seen the Hillsborough Board of Elections office in Hillsborough, I should say, be the only site open those first couple of days and then everything else open up throughout the rest of the week. That is no longer an option. But ultimately, the issue came down to being the same issue that it always is in Orange County, and that's whether or not to allow Sunday hours. And they could not come to a conclusion once again this year, so they will be once again submitting multiple plans to the state board for its discretion.
So what is the next step there? The state board has to meet and decide between those? Is that what it is?
Well, so the Jamie Cox is the chair of the board currently. He is one of two Democrats on the board, two Republicans as well. Of course, in the past, that has been a three-member board under the governor's party having the majority among the board. That changed in legislation that was passed last year, or I guess going back to the fall of 2016, and has been in legal challenges since then. But now with the four-member board, we ended up evenly split on multiple plans. The Democratic plan, basically, as you could call it, with Jamie Cox and Elvira Mebane seconding his proposals throughout the process, called for the 7 to 7 hours during the weekday, which are mandated, 8 until 3 on Saturdays, and it also included 1 to 3 on Sundays during the early voting period. That would have been 2 Sundays open from 1 to 3. And again, with the uniform requirement, all of the sites would have had to be open through that period. It sounds as though that plan will be submitted to the State Board of Elections, supported by the two Democrats on the board. Meanwhile, the Republicans on the board, Kathy Knight and Bob Randall, were unable to come to an agreement on their plan. So we may end up with a situation where we've got three plans representing the four board members going before the state. At that point, the state can sign off on one or the other of the proposals of however many there are ultimately submitted, or the state board can go on its own path and make its own types of decisions. We do remember a couple of years ago whenever this happened and it went before the state board. After all of this discussion, I mean, we just had an hour and a half meeting talking about this, the state board allowed 2 minutes total for the county's presentations and then made a fairly quick decision. So as much as effort is put into it at the local level, the state board, with having to govern 100 counties, is interested in expediting that process a little bit. So that decision will be made, we believe it will be made at an elected officials conference that's slated for early August, but we don't know the exact time or anything of that. It hasn't been, the meeting hasn't been noticed yet, so we don't know the exact date and time of that decision.
Speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge, and again, we're talking about this Orange County Board of Elections meeting, which is going on right now at the Witted Building in Hillsborough, and that was part one of the meeting, right? They still have to decide on the actual locations?
Well, it seemed that one of the requirements this year that seemed to be causing some issue is that with the uniform hours, making sure that everything was going to be able to be staffed and that the county could afford it. At one level, the county commissioners have expressed a lot of support in funding whatever needs to be funded in order to make this happen, because those poll workers are paid workers. They're not volunteers. So everybody expressed some desire to keep all five sites that have typically been used open once again. That does of course, increase the cost and increase the just kind of burden and tax on the poll workers that you do have. So recruiting new poll workers and things is part of that strategy. But it sounded like there was a desire, at least from at least three quarters of the board, to keep all of the five sites that have been used in the past. That would be Carborough Town Hall, Hillsborough Board of Elections, Eflin Ruralton Club, Chapel of the Cross, and the Seymour Center as early voting sites. There seemed to be a lot of support for that. So I imagine whatever the plans are that are submitted, at least most of them, if there are three or four or five or however many end up being, I would say most of them are going to include all five of the sites that have been used over the past few years, continuing to be used, even in this expansion of hours.
Does the board still have to sign off on that today?
No, they are not going to come to an agreement today. They're not going. It does not sound as though they're going to come to any agreement. They're going to be submitting multiple plans to the state board, who will then decide in some form or fashion what Orange County's early voting sites and hours will be, as they did a couple of years ago.
All right, we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.